From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. French officials say they have identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on Paris's Bataclan Concert Hall November 13th. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg in eastern France. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of young people in late 2013. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls spoke on BFM TV. He says the attacker has been identified and it's now for the prosecutor, François Molins, to supervise, who is supervising the ongoing investigation. He says that his name has been given, but it's not his role to reveal elements of the investigation. He says what matters is that the investigation is making progress and that accomplices are known, that arrests are made, and faced with the terrorist threat, that they have to continue the work, more simply the war, because we are in a war against the Islamic State. Meanwhile, French media have identified the attacker as Fouad Mohamed Agad, age 23, identified through a DNA match. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rebel-held section of the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday as part of a local peace deal with the government. In addition to opposition fighters leaving Wael District, hundreds of civilians are boarding buses out of the area. This is Homs Governor Talal Barzai.
He says around 300 armed people in addition to 100 families will leave today. This equates to around 400 women and children as well as some civilians.
Once the rebel fighters leave, the Syrian government will be in full control of Homs. Efforts have been for a comprehensive peace agreement for Syria. This is VOA News.